This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Club Q shooter was sentenced to 55 life sentences in federal court Tuesday. Some family members and victims are frustrated that prosecutors did not pursue the death penalty. One survivor had a different take. Wyatt Kent lost his partner in the shooting. Still, he says he forgives the shooter.
We're never going to see this person out of the prison system. And I don't think that this person should be broken any more than they are already broken.
Five people died and more than a dozen were wounded in the shooting in 2022. New plans for Denver's El Chapultepec building are being seen as a win-win. Historic Denver and Montfort companies say they've come up with a mutually agreeable future for the building. That's after months of disagreement. The space was the longtime home of the El Chapultepec Jazz Club. The developer initially proposed a building that would have required the demolition of the old structure. The new plans will preserve the brick corner, two signs, and a canopy. Public health advocates say common sense steps can help protect you from sometimes serious bug-borne illness like those found during mosquito season. Here's CPR's health reporter John Daly.
That's right. It's summer, and that means mosquitoes. Oh, joy. Last year, with a big snowpack and wet weather, Colorado got hit hard by West Nile virus. It led the nation in deaths with 51, the highest number in more than two decades. And nearly 400 are hospitalized by the virus, for which there is no vaccine. So far, the state is reporting no human cases this year, says Chris Roundy, the state health department's medical entomologist.
We are seeing normal or below normal mosquito activity, which is very different than last year and a good sign.
Best advice, avoid bugs at dawn and dusk and wear long sleeves and repellent. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
It's cooler again today for Denver and Colorado Springs, heating up again tomorrow. This is CPR News, NKRCC.